When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
We all know Biden is probably the most articulate American president in history. However, he has a rival for that title. But first, let's just remind ourselves of Biden's amazing oratory skills. Here's one of his most recent gaffes, talking about the recent ascension of Rishi Sunak to be the UK's Prime Minister. Let's see what he has to say.
And whether it's the United Kingdom or just today, we've got news that Rishi Sunak is now the Prime Minister. As my brother would say, go figure.
I don't understand why.
And the Conservative Party expected to become the Prime Minister, I think, tomorrow when he goes to see the King. Pretty astounding. A groundbreaking milestone, and it matters. It matters.
I guess Rashid Sunak, whoever he was kicked out faster than Liz Truss. Didn't
he
even
was in
have
and out.
Time
yeah.
for him.
But yeah, I think they were...
They were doing the, can you believe that crazy racist Conservative Party have an Indian in charge?
You mean that Conservative Party that agrees with affirmative action and is basically completely left-wing?
That one, yes.
No way. So yes, of course, the mainstream media, when reporting on Biden's speech, completely omitted this. This is a little bit of an aside. Don't worry, I will be getting onto his rival for his most articulate person. Status, but first, if we look at this tweet from Sky News, here we have US President Joe Biden reacts to incoming Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's groundbreaking win. Doesn't say anything about him getting his name wrong, though. You would imagine that had it been, say, a different president, maybe they would have put it everywhere, just like terrible racist gets Indian Prime Minister's name wrong.
Oh, you know, if it was Trump, no. This would be front page headlines.
I know it's a bit of a broken record at the minute, isn't it?
Just the like, Atlantic yes. would have a 30,000 mm-hmm. article on how awful it was.
Mm-hmm. You'd have lots of women who are probably crying coming onto the TV. It's like, it made me feel unsafe. This isn't the America I grew up in.
Hassan Piker would be threatening Sam Hyde and then backing away. Over the subject.
They were simpler times. And of course, Reuters also did a similar thing where they talked about the speech, didn't mention him getting the name wrong. But that's not the focus today. And also, one other thing, obviously we know Biden is not competent at articulation. He's not competent as being a president. He's also not competent as being... at being a father, and
according
on that
to
topic,
some reports, he's also mm-hmm. not competent at holding it in.
That's true as well. But I spoke to Carl in a live hangout, where I basically tried to torture Carl with information about just how degenerate Hunter Biden really is.
I forgot this one was your concoction. I thought it was normally it's Carl torturing other people with either weird conspiracy theories about Bigfoot or cyberpunk dystopias, but this was your plan.
The thing is, I probably tortured myself more because I had to look at some of the photos that had leaked online, and my God.
Did the void stare back?
If the void is Hunter Biden's phallus, then yes.
Oh, God.
But yes, obviously we don't show that in the video, but there's lots of information.
No one would watch it.
There's lots of information about him being a terrible human being and just how Joe really hasn't helped him. So check that out on the website. I'm very pleased with how it turned out, although it's not one to watch with your children about, let's just say that.
We do every so often catch Josh just sobbing to himself, and I can only assume this is the reason why.
Get flashbacks. There's just a just this impression.
There's a mast waving at you from the distance.
Oh dear. So, who is this mysterious person who can rival Biden's ridiculous articulation abilities? And that is, of course, John Fetterman. I've covered him before in two previous segments.
Have we not also got Joe's articulation of America in one word?
Oh, of course we do, yes. So before I get onto that, let's just remind ourselves. This is Joe.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping. Traveling
I don't understand. I don't understand the connection of the two sentences.
America
either.
Is defined by the Himalayas and Xi Jinping, don't you know? But no, that was obviously a bit of an older one, but it's one of my favourites.
It is funny.
Just because of how silly it is.
The gaffe that he pulls there almost literally sounds like he says, I'm putting my foot in my mouth.
It's almost like
a foot in my...
if you've ever been like cycling and you get a fly go in your mouth and you're trying to get it out. It's like that sort of thing. But yes, obviously that's what Biden is like. And I'll show you some clips of Fetterman soon enough. But yes, I've covered him before and he's had a stroke in the past, which is why his ability
to... don't work.
Yeah, his ability to speak and understand speech is limited and he actually has to use technology. And I'm not actually going to, you know, make fun of the fact he's had a stroke or anything. I'm not that mean.
No, that must be horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I want him to recover. However, I also think he's not fit for the job. And the fact that people are pretending that he is terrible. There's also the fact that, forget all of the stuff about his condition being fit for office, he voted to release several murderers, like people who stabbed innocent people in the throat with pairs of scissors. He chased an innocent black man down the street with a shotgun and pointed it at his chest while he was town mayor and got off scot-free.
No, do you know why that was as well? Because he heard a firework go off outside and just looked outside and assumed a black man was shooting the place up. Although given the crime rate in the town he was mayor of for a long time, that's a reasonable assumption to make.
Old democratic habits die hard, apparently. So yes, he's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, which is why I've been focusing on this in particular, because at the minute, the Senate is more or less tied 50-50. There are 50 Republicans and 48 Democrats, with two independents that side with the Dems on most issues. And then, of course, when it's completely split 50-50, then the Vice President, Kamala Harris, is the tiebreaker. So it could be that if the Republicans do well in the Senate, and this is a particularly close race, then it could paralyze the Democrats from actually being able to do anything in Congress and also in the presidency as well. So it is a very important race. I'm not just picking on John Fetterman for no reason.
There is a bit of an element of that. I think we should also point out as well, because Tucker Carlson did a very long and very good segment on Fetterman's background, that I believe that before he was a mayor of that one tiny town, he basically hadn't done anything. He'd done a bit of volunteering work for a charity here and there, but mainly had been in education for his entire life up to that point. And then all of a sudden he ends up mayor of some random town somewhere.
Parachuted in, maybe.
Perhaps.
So let's look at his recent debate with Dr. Mehmet Oz. So here's the first clip of him just not making any sense.
Now, we all have to make sure that everyone that works is able to, that's the most American bargain, that if you work full-time, you should be able to live in dignity as well, true. And I believe they haven't have any businesses being we can't have businesses being subsidized by not paying individuals that just simply can't afford to pay their own way.
I mean, it just sounds like he can't string a coherent sentence together.
Yeah, I feel like there's a general subject that his speech is orbiting, mm-hmm. but not actually getting anywhere near.
What it reminds me of is, you know how you can get AI that generates sort of human-like speech, but yeah. it kind of misses the point some of the times and sometimes doesn't make sense out of context. I feel like that's very similar to that.
Yeah, there are times I've seen there are so many clips of this guy going around where I've seen a few of him giving public speeches to his constituents or potential constituents, and he'll just say nonsense like that. He'll go up and be like, Labour, this country was built on, and he'll just, you know, keep pausing and he'll just stop. The mm-hmm. speech won't end, it'll stop. Everyone will stand around confused for a second and then all start giving him a round of applause. So I feel almost bad for the guy.
I do feel a little bit sorry for him, even though
he's being wheeled out as a figurehead. Obviously, he has his own agency in this, but much reduced agency to pre-stroke him.
I mean, he did have some terrible views before his stroke, so it's not like
it doesn't like it forgives him of all of that.
So there's one more clip which is even more embarrassing, I think. So let's listen to that, shall we?
You know, ransom to somebody like Russia. You know, I've always believed that energy independence is critical, and I've always believed that, and I do support fracking. I've never taken any money from their industry, but I support how critical it is that we produce our own energy and create energy independence.
I must correct the record.
Just a second, Mr. Oz. I do want to clarify something. You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking, but there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fetterman.
I'm glad he cleared that up. That's not just a statement you read. There are multiple pictures of him signing
a
moratorium.
We have to move on.
Also, I get the fundamentals of the truth out here.
John Fetterman over and over again took positions against energy.
We have a lot of topics. You will have a chance to have that in your
closing.
There
may be one comment then. The energy industry is living in fear.
Just let the man finish his sentence.
It's a debate and he's not even allowed to get a word in. But what he was trying to say was that, you know, it's not just, you know, one quote. I think she was referencing an interview with CNN in 2018 where he said, I don't support fracking and never will. But then there were also cases where he signed a moratorium saying he will never support fracking. He's been in several videos where he's saying, I don't support fracking. And then he's just like, I've always supported energy independence and I support fracking. I mean,
I wouldn't expect this man to know how to keep his story straight at this point, sadly. And that sort of question is such a softball, easy answer. Didn't you say this back in 2018? All you have to do is say, well, my views have changed since then.
Yeah.
But he couldn't even do that. It was obviously an attempt at a softball question from this reporter, and he couldn't even get that right.
Mm-hmm. So he's also not helping himself be taken seriously. So let's have a look at Betterman's tweet here. I'm not sure if, yes. Oz is a simp for big oil. He swipes right on these greedy corporations making record profits while PA families, Pennsylvania obviously, pay more at the pump. So I don't know why he's using that kind of language, like simp and using language of Tinder use here.
Obviously, he needs to pay more to his presumably 18-year-old social media manager.
He's got some Zoomer managing his account.
I mean, don't they all?
If I didn't know better, I'd imagine that someone was deliberately trying to sabotage his campaign by using childish language.
Based Zoomer signed up for Fetterman's campaign. He's trying to tank it, and Fetterman is still winning for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And although I've been criticizing Fetterman and, you know, saying that Dr. Oz has a point, it is also worth mentioning as a bit of an aside that I'm not exactly a fan of his either. So from 1999 to 2004, Oz was named a global leader for tomorrow by the World Economic Forum. And he's voiced his support for abortions in the past and transitioning, and also has supported things like faith healing and believes you can psychically communicate with the dead. So he's not exactly particularly sane in my own view.
No, I think quite a lot of these big public figures who are coming out in, as Republicans, similar with like Caitlyn Jenner, are basically mid-2000s liberals.
Yeah.
It's just that the Overton window has been pulled that far that they're now acceptable in the Republican Party as well.
But yeah, he's not exactly a Republican that would be supported by the diehard base, that's for sure. But, I mean, he's still better than Fetterman. That's not a high bar, though, is it?
He's a betterman than Fetterman.
For goodness sake.
It was right there, I couldn't.
So Breitbart pointed out that there was a poll of viewers' attitudes. This is from the local Pennsylvania area. Apparently 82% of viewers said that Dr. Oz won the Senate debate against John Fetterman. Despite that, though, John Fetterman is polling higher than Dr. Oz, even though 82% of viewers thought that...
Well, his brain works, but I still don't know about him.
So yes, it's also worth mentioning that smelling a bit of weakness, other people have tried to do their best to help Fetterman out. So if we move on to this next tweet. I've got that mixed up. But this is the New York Times basically saying that trying to save the campaign, it isn't the person dropping out, which I'll cover in a second. Doctors and disability rights advocates said John Fetterman debate appearance was inspiring for many disabled people and that his halting speech didn't reflect any cognitive impairment.
What?
Even so, some Democrats or worried voters may see it differently. Yes, they did see it differently. 82% saw it differently.
So NY Times going, think of the disabled representation. This country won't really be equal until we have a literal drooling retard in the White House. Well, actually, I guess it is.
We've already got one.
Yeah.
So it's also even more egregious here at Slate.com. Actually, John Fetterman's debate performance was fine.
Oh, the cope. When you have to start a headline with actually, you've gone wrong. I'm just going to need you to stop believing what you see with your own eyes and believe my constructed fantasy world instead. Please, I'll be your best friend.
If we move on to the tweet that I jumped the gun with, this is Everett Stern announcing that he's going to drop out of the Senate race because he was polling around 3%, which he says places democracy at risk. In the interest of protecting the United States, I'm dropping out of the US Senate race in Pennsylvania. I fully endorse John Fetterman. Democrats must win. PA must be blue. It has been an honor running. So yes, he's deliberately dropped out just to help Fetterman because he's realized that 3% is going to be very important for him.
Imagine the insult to you that you're losing. You're at 3%, whereas John Fetterman is polling higher than you are. What kind of personality vacuum must you be?
To be fair, you could put a blue tie on a pig and the Democrats would vote for it, right?
Vote blue no matter who.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think it necessarily matters. It's all the party, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just imagining that J-Reg sketch where it's literally the devil with a blue badge and they're like, well, vote blue no matter who. Gotta do it, boys.
So if we move on to the next article, it's also worth mentioning that half of Pennsylvania's vote by mail ballots had already been cast before this debate, which I can't say much about that electoral decision on YouTube, so I'm not going to go any further. But yes, it's strange, really, isn't it, that the debate, which is kind of important for deciding who to vote for, happened after half of these mail-in ballots.
Very interesting, wouldn't you say?
I know, yeah. Unfortunately, YouTube will not allow me to say anything about that, but something I can say something about is this next article. So maybe Joe Biden has revealed something here, because of course, I don't know how it helps the Democrats to elect someone quite as impaired as John Fetterman, but Biden seems to have revealed something. So Biden predicts, I think it's Gisele Fetterman will be Giselle? A great, great lady in the Senate. So he's almost saying it like, well, Fetterman's going to become elected, but, you know, she's going to
be the one pulling the strings. I mean, that's the thing. That's the reason why it would be beneficial to elect for the Democrats to get people on the ballots who are easily controllable. But at the same time, even if they're easily controllable, you want them to be at least competent at repeating the talking points.
Mm-hmm.
Or else it becomes very, very clear that what's actually going on is that that person's not in charge. They're not the ones making the decisions. There are people, shadowy people, pulling the strings behind them. But
mm-hmm. Well, at least it's nice that the president can confirm that. But yes.
Well, he's another example, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. So something to pay attention to in the upcoming midterms. I think that's not too far away now.
It's November.
It is indeed. Is this Pennsylvania race, because it's going to be very, very important. And also, there's a lot of humour in it, in that it's a never-ending source of gaffes. And that's what I'm really enjoying.
If Fetterman wins, it'll just be a complete indictment of the current state of things.
It certainly will be.
And yet more evidence of my hypothesis that the people are tired of democracy.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium articles we do, this one on the re-emergence of the totalitarian leftists, and an audio track for silver and gold tier members, of course. If you'd like to check out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.